back on our Friday morning. The bruised relationship with France, it's taking another hit. France says the U.S. turned its back on them after going around France to provide submarines to Australia. And it's a big deal, $40 billion, in fact. Joining us is Simon Owen, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. Hello, Simon. Glad you could join us.
Hey, good morning, Marie.
Tell me, this. A lot of people look at this story and think, okay, big deal. This is just a submarine deal. But in terms of global relations, because this kind of hits every part of the globe, what does this really mean behind the scenes, this tiff between France and the United States?
Well, yes, there's certainly a lot of moving parts, and I don't know what your Friday night was looking like, but the French embassy in Washington was due to hold a gala party tonight celebrating U.S.-France relations. Well, we've had word in the past few hours that that party has been cancelled, as France reacts with fury to this announcement by President Biden. The backstory briefly, the President and the British Prime Minister and the Australian Prime Minister revealed a couple of days ago that their countries are forming a new security alliance to combat, they didn't mention China by name, but it's aimed at China's increasing military power and assertiveness. But France, as an ally of all three of these countries, has really been caught in the crossfire because Australia had agreed this massive contract, as you say, $40 billion, to buy a whole fleet of French submarines. And part of this new arrangement will see Australia instead acquiring American nuclear-powered submarines. So the French are very abruptly, it seems, cut out of this, and it's a really big deal for French industry because this had been planned to go on for years and create many, many jobs. And so the French foreign minister appeared on the radio and he really let rip. He said this was a stab in the back. He said President Biden's approach is brutal and unpredictable. And in what seems to be a carefully calculated jab, he said it's like something President Trump would have done.
You know, it's interesting to me, Simon, and good morning, by the way, that it seems France is saving their angst for the United States here and maybe not pointing their anger towards Australia. Have you picked up on that as well?
Oh, no, they're definitely cross with the Australians as well.
Okay.
I mean, this is going off in all directions. I don't think they're very happy with the British either for just entering into this agreement. I mean, if you're the French government and you've got, you know, a whole host of companies and workers who had been almost banking on this work coming in over the next few years and decades, then it's a huge deal for this to suddenly go down the drain. The reason that we're getting these particularly aggressive remarks at the Biden administration is that, you know, I think the French really feel that they've been thrown under the bus here, and this was announced very suddenly. Now, senior Biden administration officials say that the French did have warning that this was coming. But there's a sense that it's all kind of come together quite quickly, maybe over the past few months. And they're kind of selling it in two ways. You know, the British Prime Minister was in Parliament yesterday talking up the importance of this deal. And he was saying this is a really big moment. It's a big expansion of trust between these three close allies. But he also said, you know, it's just an agreement. It's not a military alliance. It's not a defense pact. It's not revolutionary. So it seems that they're trying to talk it up, but also play it down at the same time.
Yeah, maybe not make it as big a deal as maybe it really is. But those guaranteed jobs, a lot of us can really relate to that. We know what that's like. Simon Owen, thank you so much for joining us. I know your back is against the wall with the clock. We understand that. And certainly thanks for explaining again another bruise in this relationship with France and the United States. Have a good day, Simon. We're so glad you could join us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.